With Ag News, I'm Nathan Steedley. The Environmental Protection Agency released its draft of insecticide strategy. It's part of an effort to adopt early, practical protections for federally endangered and threatened species. Ensuring the safe use of insecticides is a critical part of the EPA's mission to protect endangered species and the environment, says Jake Lee of the EPA. We're making a significant effort to protect endangered species, support farmers and other insecticide users, and provide critical environmental protections for communities across the country, Lee says. The draft strategy identifies protections that the EPA will consider when registering a new insecticide or reevaluating an existing one. The EPA identified protections to address potential impacts for more than 850 species listed in the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. The draft identifies protections earlier in the pesticide review process, thus creating a far more efficient approach to evaluate and protect the species that live near the agricultural areas that are using insecticides. The Farm Bill is already a year late, the stakes are high, and time is running out. The American Farm Bureau released its market intel analysis of the consequences of not finishing the legislation and adding another extension of the 2018 Farm Bill. While crop insurance is a permanent program, it does need improvements to make it more affordable for all farmers. Plus, the fixed statutory reference prices that were set back in 2014 don't account for unforeseen market forces like the exceptional inflation over the recent years. Also, by delaying the Farm Bill another year, Congress would be delaying help that could slow the consolidation rate of dairy farms. The Farm Bill's conservation programs are defined by a fixed amount of money being available, and like the safety net programs, their value gets eroded by high inflation as well. The Farm Bill is also a chance to increase research funding and enhance U.S. food security. The Sustainable Aviation Fuel Coalition submitted comments in response to the USDA's request for information on a docket titled The Procedures for Quantifying, Reporting, and Verification of GHG Emissions Associated with Producing Domestic Ag Commodities to be Used as Biofuel. In their comments, the coalition supported the USDA's objective of accelerating the development and deployment of sustainable aviation fuels in the U.S. To achieve that objective, the coalition urges the USDA to consider four overarching principles during the rulemaking process. The SAF coalition urged the agency to ensure federal policies are science-based and data-driven to unlock the full potential to develop and deploy SAF. They also encourage policies that are technology and feedstock neutral with the aim of reducing carbon intensity in a realistic and verifiable way. They're also asking for sufficient flexibility to accommodate new feedstock technologies and to ensure simple and clear administrative practices that are implementable and manageable. District Judge William Young of Boston largely upheld Massachusetts' Q3 pork law, rejecting an industry-backed attempt to block its enforcement. This law, known as the Prevention of Farm Animal Cruelty Act, bans the sale of pork from pigs kept in tightly confined spaces. The key points of the decision included the rejection of federal presumption. The judge dismissed arguments that the Federal Meat Inspection Act preempted the state law. He also says that the Massachusetts law merely bans the sale of non-compliant pork meat and doesn't regulate slaughterhouse operations directly. While the majority of the law was upheld, the judge did rule that a specific provision known as the slaughterhouse exception was unconstitutional. The exception allowed certain processors to directly sell non-compliant pork to consumers. The judge determined that the unconstitutional provision could be severed from the rest of the law, allowing the main components of the legislation to remain in effect. That's been a look at your Ag News on KFEQ. I'm Nathan Steedley.